The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying tuned to Money FM 89.3. And in Mind Your Business, we look at the SME sector here. After all, it powers half our economy and also hires about 70% of our people. Now, the Livability Challenge 2019, organized by EcoBusiness and Temasek Foundation Ecosperity, in partnership with Ecosperity Week, held its grand final on Friday. And a big congratulations to the million-dollar winners, Sophie's Kitchen. We're joined today by co-founders Eugene Wong and Barnabas Chan, and also from organizers Temasek Foundation Ecosperity, it is Chief Executive Lim Hock Chan. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
So let's talk a bit about the challenge first up. Six teams pitched for the chance to win that $1 million in project development funds, exclusive crowdfunding campaigns and mentorships, and of course the winners, Sophie's Kitchen this year. Congratulations again. Let's first start by asking Mr. Lim the genesis and objectives of the Livability Challenge.
Well, thank you for having us, Howie. We organized a Livability Challenge as a way to crowdsource for innovative ideas from all over the world. So, for example, this year we had 300 applications from 51 countries, and we went through a few rounds of shortlisting before we selected the six finalists. And they are great ideas, and every finalist is actually a worthy winner. So the idea here is to help researchers bring their research from the lab into the commercial space to produce products that can benefit the people. And Sophie's Kitchen is exactly in that space. And we are trying to solve problems related to sustainability and livability to make Singapore and other cities around the world a more livable and pleasant place to live in.
What sort of criteria though, Mr. Lim? You can't live off a good idea, you know.
Right. The people who apply to us must have their research done to a stage we call proof of value. That means they have done all the theoretical research, and now
so
they are ready.
So this is beyond proof of concept already,
right.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. So they finished proof of concept and other people have funded them, and now they are here to do proof of value. And what we require from them as a winner is to produce what we call an operational prototype. So for example, Sophie's Kitchen will be required to produce a certain amount of the protein made from algae as part of this funding.
This is plant-based seafood. Let's get Barnabas to tell us more.
Okay. Sophie's Kitchen started as a company that sells plant-based seafood. Many years ago, Eugene, the founder, started to look for an alternative that is nutritious and can replace current pea protein and other types of alternative protein.
And we've just learned that Sophie is Eugene's daughter.
That's
so
right.
So you've named Sophie's Kitchen after your daughter, right, Eugene?
That's right. That's how I began my journey. You know, she's allergic to seafood, you know, so that,
I see.
That's
okay.
Why I started plant-based seafood to sell in US and Europe. And then over
this
the years...
This was quite a number of years ago, wasn't it, that you guys started?
Yeah, nine years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then customers asking, you know, does your seafood has equivalent nutritional value like the real seafood? Answer is no. So that's how I embark on this journey with microalgae.
Okay, why do you think you won?
Great question. I guess, just like Mr. Lin said, a lot of quality ideas. I guess we won, number one, because the implication of our technology is really global. Food security, you know, supply chain issues is definitely something facing not just by Singapore, but by a lot of other parts of the world. That's number one. Number two is that talking about food innovations, it's just really, really hot and revolutionary in the last 2 to 3 years. And we see Beyond Meat going up to stock market IPO. That tells you how much people are anticipating a lot of new stuff to coming up in the market. And that, I guess that's part of the reason why we were chosen.
Yeah. Mr. Lim, why did Sophie's Kitchen win? Well, give us the judges' perspective.
I think they won on three criteria. One, it is a very desirable product. And two, it's technically feasible. They have reached a stage where we think they could do it. And thirdly, it's the impact. Like they say, this become a source of protein that can be produced in large quantity at very affordable prices. So it become a source of protein, not just for Singapore, but for other countries where there are large population that don't have enough protein. So I think it's a very impactful solution.
But do you think, though, there is enough critical mass to go global? Because, sure, there are loads of people who would like to embark on a plant-based seafood-type diet because of allergies, for example, like your daughter, or vegetarians, for example, who don't eat fish or shellfish. But Singaporeans love their seafood, and still so many of them will go and get the original, so to speak.
So I think Singapore is a wonderful example for our technology, because with our technology, you're not just talking about plant-based. You're not just talking about vegetarian or vegans. We're talking about potentially a protein that does not require a lot of land mass, not a lot of water, not a lot of time, and which, you know, we all know we get our fresh water from Malaysia. We don't have a lot of space for agriculture. If we can successfully grow hundreds or even thousands of tons of protein here in Singapore, we can demonstrate to the world that this technology works. It doesn't do any damage to the environment. It doesn't require a lot of precious resources. It doesn't even spit out much greenhouse gas. So that's a really...
Helps in the food safety aspect,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. A very green food technology, in my opinion.
What was the most challenging aspect of the challenge, you think, Barnabas?
When we do something new, I think the most challenging thing is always to get it done. And also, more than that, we need people to recognize that this technology is usable. And I think it takes a village to raise a child. And
To come up with a good idea.
That's right. And we are very fortunate to have a livability challenge to give us a springboard to know that this is a good idea to bring it to more people.
Yeah. What you going to do with the $1 million prize money?
Well, we talking about starting a lab right here in Singapore, and we're going to set up our own commercialized, operatable, huge tank to ferment our microalgae. So there's a lot of work to do, a lot of people we have to hire. Obviously, definitely looking forward to a more exciting discovery along the way. You know,
so no resting on the laurels, right? One would think, oh, you've won the $1 million, yay! But no. More work to be done.
There are a lot of work to be done.
Mr. Lim, talk to us about next year's challenge. What might you anticipate, you think, coming out?
Well,
food tech a really big thing?
Yeah, we have started to think about what will be the theme of the challenge for next year. So beyond food tech, there are other areas we are considering. So, for example, it could be energy.
And, of course, still under the sustainability umbrella.
Yes. So it could be energy, waste management, it could be water. It could be food security. It could be other areas. So we're still deciding on the theme, but it will be an area where it will make Singapore more livable.
Right. Eugene, tell us why you decided to take part in the first place.
Well, I guess number one is that Singapore, like I mentioned, is a wonderful place to demonstrate this technology. And number two is the... Actually, the microalgae, protein from microalgae inspiration, I actually did get it from here by talking to the scientists right here. So, you know, a friend told me, what is scientists? Scientists are someone who knows a lot about just one thing and doesn't know anything about everything else. And, you know, what's entrepreneur? It's us.
Their expertise is there, though, right?
Yeah. And we entrepreneur, we talk to these scientists. We know a little bit about everything.
Oh, no, the jack of all trades.
Yes. And we'll hook it up to come up with a new idea.
Yeah.
And I appreciate Singapore for giving me this opportunity to talk to these scientists and get these wonderful ideas together to put up this challenging but wonderful technology. So that's why I want to present right here.
Oh, the collaboration, the camaraderie, right?
And also, big part of our technology is circular economy. We use food waste to ferment these microalgae. So it's a vivid...
It's a win-win.
Exactly.
Really.
Exactly.
Yeah. Barnabas, tell us if you have some advice for future entrants. Because really, it's quite staggering. Out of 300, you guys have won. And this is across, 50 countries or something, Mr. Lim? Yeah.
That's right.
Advice to them how to survive the process. I'm sure it was quite pressurizing.
Right. It is indeed very pressurizing. But I think the most important thing is that you have to believe in your own idea. And regardless of... what you think that the process might be focused on your technology, I think that will be the key to winning.
Yeah. Eugene, what do you think?
Well,
what helped you survive the rigorous process?
Right. I guess just be true to myself and be genuine to my ideas. A lot of time I find other entrepreneurs, they're just coming up with their ideas for the money. They're not really believing in their own or her own idea. And so I think the number one thing is that you have to believe in your mission. Believe in your creation, then people will follow.
helps, though, for Eugene on your part. It was personal.
Exactly.
It was helping
it's
your daughter.
It's a personal, personal experience, personal feeling that I need to do this for my daughters and then for the world. So
let's get some tips from Mr. Lim. What should new applicants for next year look out for? Yeah. Where should they concentrate their efforts?
If I may just add on to what Eugene and Barnabas has suggested, I think one other thing we look at is the composition of the team that's presenting this project. Do they have a good team that can take the idea and translate it into a commercial product, take them into the commercial space and go commercial? So this is one area we look at. Some of them are one-man team, and it's just a person doing it, and you're not sure whether they have this capability to bring the idea into the commercial space.
Because it's also about scalability too, right? That's the thing. A good idea doesn't just sell itself.
Right.
Lim Hock Chan is Chief Executive, Temasek Foundation Ecosperity. And also from Sophie's Kitchen, we were joined by co-founders Eugene Wong and Barnabas Chan. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.